The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
I'll talk for a few minutes and then we'll start some loving kindness meditation. And something that I wanted to talk about a little bit today is just this general experience, sensation, idea. I'm not sure exactly which word to use, but sometimes people feel a sense of not belonging, a feeling of a deep sense. It can be a really deep sense of alienation or maybe an estrangement from themselves, or maybe just a feeling of being disconnected from themselves or from others, like not quite connecting. And it's easy to do when we find ourselves getting busy or we are distracting ourselves a lot. And of course, right, you know, there's so many ways to distract ourselves, but there's a way in which we can start to feel disconnected, and that can bleed into or lead to or support a feeling of not belonging or alienation. And of course, it's not only about distraction, because philosophers have talked about this idea of how sometimes being disconnected from ourselves. Some philosophers have talked about how it's because we're disconnected from the fruits of our labors or something like this. And certainly psychologists have talked about this too, that we're disconnected from our subconscious, for example, which is quite powerful, what some psychologists are saying. I guess what I'm just pointing to is it's not unique to this time, and it's not only the one or two or three people have had this experience, but instead it's something that a lot of people have experienced and have investigated and talked about. So we can ask ourselves, what is needed? Like what would be supportive or what would be helpful to really feel at home in the universe, in whatever way you want to understand that or interpret that? What's needed to feel like you belong? And of course you're here. Of course you belong here. What's needed to feel connected to others and to feel connected to yourself? So of course we need to feel at home with ourselves is a good place to start. We need to feel not disconnected from ourselves. And for those of you who have a mindfulness meditation practice, you know that mindfulness meditation can really support this feeling of being connected to yourself. When you feel into the sensations of the body, or you have an inquiry into the mind, or you're noticing what the mind is doing, or just engaging with the mind in a different way than you might do than when you're not meditating. So mindfulness practice is a great way to start to feel connected to yourself. But I would say that also cultivating loving kindness, cultivating goodwill, cultivating some warm-heartedness is also a way to feel not only connected with ourselves, but of course connected with others. And this can start with a kind of maybe a subtle or even superficial, something that's not really, really deep in the beginning, but it can plant seeds in us that can really grow and that can really blossom in such a way that we start to feel connected. We start to feel like, yes, I belong here. It's good that I'm here. So there's a number of ways that it can do this. So one obvious one is that cultivating loving kindness, both for ourselves and for others, undermines or, I want to use this word, disassembles any ill will we might have, any aversion, any feelings of, I want this to go away. And so we're often like turning away and trying to disconnect from things, right? We want to be separated from whatever is bothersome or unpleasant or is different than our preferences. And so goodwill like helps take some of that power out of ill will. In fact, it just makes ill will go away. Excuse me. And it doesn't have to turn into love or, you know, a real honest warm-heartedness, but the, sorry, I'm going to clear my throat here. I'm going to mute myself. Okay, sorry about that. So ill will, undermines this feeling that of actively wanting to be separated. Because there's plenty of things that, of course, don't match our preferences, but they're in our lives anyway. And so do we want to relate to them in such a way that supports our feeling disconnected from ourselves and disconnected from others? It might feel subtle at first, this, okay, I'm just going to disconnect from this because it's unpleasant. And what's the big deal? It's just, you know, this feeling in my knee. Of course, I'm going to disconnect it. What's happening in the news? Of course, I'm going to disconnect from that. But maybe you have this experience that part of the way in which we disconnect in is then it's not so easy to feel connected again. So cultivating loving kindness is a way that can undermine this or undo or soften any sense of aversion or ill will or turning away or wanting to be separated. But something else that loving kindness practice can do is that when we practice this regularly, it affects our views. We might have some underlying views that are not obvious to us, that we might not even be aware of, but are some views about the nature of the universe. It's a hostile place and we have to protect ourselves and be armored all the time, or just, you know, general views of people are untrustworthy and shouldn't connect with them, or views about ourselves. I'm not worthy of connecting with myself, or nobody would want to connect with myself. I'm just making up some of these views. And what I'm saying is kind of like blatant and sounds a little harsh, but there might be some version of this, if not those exact words, there might be something like that that operates in the back of the mind or influences how you, whether you engage with the world or whether you engage with others. So in these two ways, undermining any aversion or ill will and helping to cultivate, and maybe I will say undermine some views that we have, but also with loving kindness practice, with a regular practice, you don't have to do anything except practice regularly, you'll see that some of these views start to shift and change. They start to turn towards, yeah, I'm not such a bad person. Yeah, you know, the world is not so hostile after all, or whatever it might be, whatever views you might have. So today I'd like to offer the loving kindness practice as a way to support a feeling connected, not feeling alienated, not feeling estranged from ourselves and from others. Okay, so with that as an introduction, we can do some meditation practice. So we can begin by taking an alert, upright posture. A posture that expresses both our intention of meditating now and some ease, some warm-heartedness. And then to just feel into the body, the felt experience of being here now. What does it feel like to be embodied at this moment? Some obvious places to touch in might be the feeling of the pressure of the chair or the cushion against your body. And just notice what sensations are there. And can you do it in a warm-hearted way, as best you can? And of course, you might notice that the body is breathing. We can place our attention on the sensations of breathing, feeling the movement of the abdomen or the chest, or maybe the feeling of air going in and out of the nose. And just hanging out with these sensations. Just noticing them, being with them. What does it feel like from the inside to have an inhale, an in-breath? There might be stretching, pulling, a little bit of tautness. What does it feel like to have an exhale? If you find yourself lost in thought, just very simply, gently begin again. And then to begin our loving kindness practice, bring to mind a lovable being, someone for whom it's easy and uncomplicated to feel warm-heartedness, care, love, respect, goodwill, benevolence. Choose whichever words are meaningful for you. And bring this lovable being to mind. It can be somebody that you know and have a relationship with. It can be somebody that you don't have a relationship with, but somebody who has touched you or benefited you, guided you, a teacher, a leader. Or maybe it's an imaginary kitten, puppy, baby. I think some of the key points are that's uncomplicated, simple, and easy, whomever you choose. And then to support our intention of cultivating loving kindness, can repeat these phrases while keeping in mind the lovable being. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. In some ways, bringing to mind the lovable being is a way to feel connected to them. Just simply bringing them to mind. But cultivating loving kindness while having them in mind is a little bit different. It's a warm-hearted, maybe it's for you to explore. How is the connection? Without me same words. You can find your own description. And it's perfectly fine if you don't feel connected. Just creating the conditions. That some connection might arise. Doesn't mean that it will. So again, bringing the lovable being to mind. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. So can we expand this feeling of warm-heartedness, any feeling of connection, to include ourselves, to wish ourselves safety and health and happiness and ease. So in the same way, bringing either a visual sense of yourself, any picture of yourself you'd like, or tuning into the felt sense of what it's like to be here right now. Maybe the physical sensations. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. can use any bodily sensations, physical sensations as a support. Any warmth in the chest, the heart center, or maybe some softness in the belly. It doesn't have to be your primary, the most obvious sensation, but there might be a little feeling of well-being or warm-heartedness. What would it be like for that to support this feeling of loving kindness? And then we can expand our loving kindness again to someone that we feel connected to. Someone that we have a relationship with, a warm-hearted relationship with. Whether or not that other person knows you have a relationship with them. But can you bring to mind any person or whomever it might be? Maybe it's not even a person. It could be a pet in which you feel connected. And if that feels complicated or difficult, bring to mind another lovable being, maybe the same lovable being you used before. The point here is to feel into the warm-heartedness and the way that it can support a feeling of connection. Maybe it's helpful to say the phrases, maybe not. Maybe you just feel the warm-heartedness radiating out. And then to help us have a warm-hearted connection, that doesn't slide into something else. You can practice some equanimity. And so for this practice, bring to mind somebody you have a relationship with that you know, and that they're just a little bit irksome or bothersome sometimes. Not the most difficult person you know, but just someone who's annoying at times. And we'll use this phrase. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. And then to end this meditation, feel the pressure of the chair or cushion against your body. Feel your feet on the ground. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. So loving kindness is a way to support feeling connected to others, to ourselves, to the world. And it can be in a literal way, you know, connected maybe to other individuals, or maybe it's more just this kind of vague sense of less of a sense of feeling disconnected, less of a feeling of alienation or estrangement or whatever it might be. This can be just, you know, a subtle feeling, or it can be really deep too, both the feeling of disconnection and the feeling of connection. So loving kindness practice can really help plant the seeds in which we can feel connected in all kinds of different ways, maybe some obvious and some not so obvious. So one way to integrate or maybe better fully understand or explore, experiment, play with ideas is to share them with others. So now I'd like to put you into small groups where you have an opportunity where you can talk about either this idea of connection or your experience with this meditation that we just did. Or you can maybe tie together in your experience, what kind of wisdom do you have about loving kindness and connection, like the opening or stopping the closing of the heart or opening the heart in some kind of way, and how that supports some connection. So we'll get into groups of three or four, and it can be nice if just like one person, the first person goes and they say one thing, just a few sentences, and then the next person goes, and then the next person goes, and then it comes back around to the first person so that you guys can create something together. The first person, the second time it comes to them, after having heard what everybody else has to say, might have some new ideas or might be reminded of something. So don't feel like you have to say everything you know about loving kindness and connection the first time you speak. So we'll meet for 13 minutes. And the person who has the least number of letters in their screen name. So right now I can see Jess, who has she/her. So she has 11. 11 characters in her. So we'll just go from the least amount to the most amount of characters in your screen name. Okay, have fun. Would anybody like to share? We have a few minutes to share. What was that like? Did you learn anything that was helpful or anything else you'd like to share? What was it like to connect with others in the small group? Vicky's nodding her head up and down. And so is Kathleen.
Yeah, it's very nice. Well, we didn't talk that much about the meditation, but it was very nice to connect and, you know, just finding out what a small world it is.
Nice. Thank you, Vicky. Anybody else?
Yes. I was fortunate enough to speak with Neil from Boston, and it was very nice to meet him. I think both of us were touched by the equanimity part of the meditation and how important that is for sort of the world these days with the divisiveness, and also in our personal lives in terms of working and, you know, remembering the humanity of people just in general. So it was a really lovely conversation.
I'm happy to hear that. Thank you, Nancy. Anybody else?
It was really lovely. Really appreciated it. I was really thankful for Abraham and Molly's insight, and Abraham had said made the connection of like the mind body, when the loving kindness, and then how the body kind of responds to that, or the lack of loving kindness, and then that kind of reminded me of my own personal experience, how the body holds it and how good it is for the body to practice that. And I had mentioned that I need to come to this more often, and It's so good for the heart and the spirit and the body. And so I'm going to try to make it a priority. And I'm just wanted to stay super grateful that you and Nikki offer this 5 days a week.
Thank you, Casey. Thank you. Yeah. Maybe we have time for one last comment. Trudy, I see that you're unmuted. Is that because you'd like to speak?
Oh, I could. Yeah, I really appreciate the what I see as the change since I first came to IMC, I don't know, 10 years ago or so. I think that that Gil particularly has encouraged the growth of the Sangha. And it's just beautiful to see how friendly and warm the place is. Even now on Zoom, it continues to be warm and friendly and open. And I so appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah. I think we all do. It's wonderful, right, to find a place with warm-hearted people. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, it's 7 o'clock, so I will unmute us all so that we can say goodbye in a unorganized, messy way, which I kind of like, this loud way. So thank you all, and good night.
Bye.
Thank
bye.
You.
Bye.
Good night.
Thanks, Diana.
Love you all.
Bye.
Thank you.
Deep breaths.
Gmail.
Bye, Casey.
Bye, Abraham. Bye, Molly.
Bye, Molly.
Bye,
Gil.
Bye.
Bye, Molly.
Bye, bye.
Bye, Diana. Bye, Trudy.
So sweet. Okay,
bye.
Bye.
Bye, Diana. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.